Some things just ain't meant to be. Can't say it's all been time lost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. I know wrong wasn't built in a day. There's a lot of good memories in my way. But if I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. From my mistakes, once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. A better man, better off. A whole lot better off.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. What's going on with AI, artificial intelligence? The company behind ChatGPT has something to say.
OpenAI will be live streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Former Donald Trump fixer Michael Cohen will be on the witness stand today in Trump's hush money trial. He's the only witness who can affirmatively link Trump to the business records allegedly phonied up to conceal the payment to Stormy Daniels. Beginning today, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused of accepting bribes in exchange for favors from foreign nationals. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
the Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, June milk up 14 to 2050, July down 5 to 1990, August down 9 to 1954, September down 9 at 1951. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were steady. Barrels at 191 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks at 198, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 3 quarters to 299, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 115 and a quarter, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 38.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly higher. Feeder cattle were mostly mixed after the WASDU report has some demand concerns put into that report, and that helped to scare some of the markets as well. Even though there was expectations of lower beef production, that also, though, did help the markets, along with the cash cattle prices trading steady to a dollar higher. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly higher on the day, even though the WASDE report showed some pork production decreasing by 26 million pounds this year, as greater processing speeds in the first half of the year are offset by some of the lighter carcass weights, but higher midday pork cutout values helped prices. June live cattle up 20 cents to 176.15. May feeder cattle up 15 cents to 238.80. June hogs up 65 cents to 98.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher. The WASDE report raises demand for corn usage by 100 million bushels, and that helped to support the corn markets. Soybeans were supported by the big jump in corn and in wheat. Wheat markets higher due to concerns over Russian crop losses due to frost and freezing conditions and dry weather. New crop corn up 11 and 3 quarters to 491 and 3 quarters. New crop beans up 4 and a quarter to 1204 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat may up 27 and a quarter to 647. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids at Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 417, June 420, July 423, new crop 436, cash beans 1145, June 1150, July 1150, new crop 1121. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 437 and 3 quarters, June 439 and 3 quarters, July 437 and 3 quarters, new crop 441 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 429, June 439 and new crop 441. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 429, new crop 436, cash beans 1126, new crop at 1121. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 446, June 448, July 449, new crop 447, cash beans 1184, June 1188, July 1194, and new crop at 1147. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn at 416, new crop 436, cash beans 1146, June 1146, and new crop at 1131. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 155 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 137 to 170, Market cows 91 to 132, bulls 120 to 156, calves 200 to 960, beef steers 205 to 354, Holstein steers 162 to 250. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, and bucks 135 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind will be from the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine, 69 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Would you go with me if we roll down streets of fire? Would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever if you were lighter than a feather? if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so, so would you go with me?
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something.
was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky. And the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Wills, 19-something here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, and good morning. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s this morning. Now, it looks like for today, we'll see some sunshine, but guess what? We're going to have areas of smoke in the region. These coming from those wildfires once again out west. And we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast also coming up next hour. Our farm broadcasting colleague from Canada, Dennis Sky, will be in. There's the possibility of a railroad strike for Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern, which could adversely affect U.S. rail services. And we'll have more with Dennis here coming up on that here next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. Modernizing the feed industry regulations to help make it more competitive. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The American Feed Industry Association is closely watching several priorities in Washington, D.C. Leah Wilkinson is Vice President of Public Policy and Education with the AFIA. She talks about the importance of the Innovative Feed Act.
The feed industry has been trying to get the Food and Drug Administration to modernize the way they have regulated some of our feed ingredients. So currently, they interpret that if you want to make an environmental claim, like reducing methane, a food safety benefit within the animal, like producing less salmonella, or a production claim, they want to classify those and regulate them as an animal drug instead of a feed ingredient. And so we think those are more appropriately regulated as a feed ingredient. And we've been working with the Food and Drug Administration to change that policy, but they feel like they need some legislation. And so they have been working with Congress, and we have a bill introduced in both the House and the Senate.
She also talks about what the act would accomplish in modernizing regulations.
It would give FDA the authority to regulate those ingredients as a food additive, which is one of our classifications as a feed ingredient, and it would be reviewed for the safety to the animal, the safety of the meat, milk, and eggs to you and I when we consume them, and that the product works and says what the claim really does, right? And that's the protection for the producer, for the consumer, that the product they're buying, the feed ingredient they're buying, really does what it says. So if it's a reduced methane claim, that it really does reduce methane.
This would help make the American feed industry more competitive in the global marketplace.
We're asking for more proper regulation for the industry that still provides that safety and utility information for the consumer. But then it also, from a feed industry perspective, allows us to be competitive with our counterparts around the world who have changed their regulations to allow these as feed ingredients. And then for the producers to have access to them, because right now in the United States, you don't have access because nobody's taking them through the drug pathway.
That's Leah Wilkinson with the American Feed Industry Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind will be from the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine, 69 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one
torch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes.
With a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt, and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins, farmer's daughter, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region. This reminder that last call for the Dairy Symposium that will be held at the Memorial Union at UW-Madison on Wednesday. Going to learn all kinds of different things for the dairy industry with this big symposium, and everything gets underway at 8 o'clock with registration. But it's the last call to register, so if you'd like to be a part of that, just contact your local extension office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering the best agronomic solutions that empower growers to solve the unique challenges of each growing season. On Friday, the USDA released their May update to the monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates, and this month's numbers prompted a rally in the grain markets to close last week. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions has crop consultants all over the United States to help manage the agronomy for your acres. Recently, I talked with Kyle Huvar, crop consultant in Texas, about the impact of crop rotation on rice acres.
My opinion is crop rotation is very important. A lot of the high-yielding growers in our area rotate between a rice to an idle fallow ground, which usually has cattle on it. So it'll be 1 year of rice production followed by an idle or cattle ground year, and then rice again, which gives the ground time to heal and also allows those cows to eat on those weedy rice problems and grass species that trouble us during the growing season.
What are some other ways you recommend farmers deal with those troublesome weeds?
Really, the best way to deal with these troublesome resistant weeds is to start clean and stay clean. It's a lot harder to come back over the top and more expensive to control those weeds later when you can hit it off up front.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant in El Campo, Texas, thanks for joining us this week for the update on agronomy for your acres. To learn more, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. In the May World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, released last Friday, the USDA posted their first guesses as to U.S. production during this growing season and also provided an update to expected production out of South America. For the U.S. corn crop, USDA is forecasting a 14.89 billion bushel crop, and that's with a 181 bushel per acre yield. That figure was slightly below analyst expectations, but it is a big change from last year's 15.34 billion bushel expectation. On the demand front, ethanol consumption is expected to remain robust, consuming 5.45 billion bushels, and export expectations were adjusted higher to 2.2 billion bushels. Now that's based on a smaller crop in other parts of the world. For soybeans, the immediate reaction to the report was bearish, as the agency called for production of 4.45 billion bushels spread across 86.5 million acres with a yield of 52 bushels per acre. That figure was higher than pre-report expectations and higher by nearly 300 million bushels from last year's production totals. Despite the heavier than expected carryout, soybean prices turned positive on Friday, with Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing telling me that strength in the corn and wheat markets pulled buyers back into soybeans as well. The data for wheat production in the United States showed nearly 400 million more bushels raised on farms this year than last year, and with the carryout rising to 766 million bushels. All classes of wheat rallied following the report, with Chicago up nearly 26 cents, Kansas City up 21, and spring wheat closing 16 cents higher to end last week. Internationally, USDA statisticians did cut the Brazilian corn crop by 2 million metric tons to 122 million, and they lowered that country's export forecast as well. Argentina also saw a production cut of 2 million tons in their corn crop, which was in line with analyst expectations. When we come back, I'll have the data on South American soybean production.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
In Friday's supply and demand report, the USDA did shrink the expected size of Brazil's soybean crop, but only by 1 million metric tons to 154 million, with other analysts reducing that crop size to below 150 million tons. There could be more downside ahead for Brazil's crop size. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, amen. Say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever. Amen.
God knows I try. But it's an awful weight in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sitting alone in the dark, wasting my time in the park, 'cause I got nowhere to go. Had me a job till the market fell out. Tried hard to borrow, but there was no help. Now I've got nowhere to go. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. All my life, broke my
say.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Winter wheat production in Wisconsin is forecast at 15.6 million bushels. That's 11% below last year's 17.5 million bushels, according to USDA. Based on conditions as of May 1st, the state's winter wheat yield is forecast at 78 bushels an acre, 2 bushels above last year. Wisconsin winter wheat growers intend to harvest 200,000 acres for grain, down 13% from 2023. Meanwhile, all hay stored on Wisconsin farms as of May 1st was estimated at 390,000 tons. That was down 30% from May 1st, according to USDA. Disappearance from December 1st of 2023 through May 1st of 2024 totaled 1.13 million tons, compared with 1.61 million tons for the same period 1 year ago. USDA has announced assistance for producers with a high pathogenic avian influenza affected premises to improve on-site biosecurity in order to reduce the spread among livestock. The assistance includes providing financial support for producers who supply personal protective equipment to employees, supporting biosecurity planning, providing funding for heat treatment to dispose of milk, reimbursement of veterinary costs, offset shipping costs for influenza A testing at laboratories at the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and compensating producers for a loss of milk production. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is reminding producers to continue to enhance their biosecurity efforts and monitor and control diseases in their herds and flocks. The Department of Ag is closely monitoring HPAI in dairy cattle and is continuing to encourage producers that notice unusual clinical signs in their cattle to work with their herd veterinarian to report herds with unexplained symptoms. Veterinarians need to contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified 3 nominees that are eligible to be elected for the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Candidates were nominated during the period that ended March 29th, and growers have until June 15th to vote on the following candidates. For District 1, the nominee is Eric Schroeder of Deerbrook. District 2's nominee is James Orcray of Stevens Point. And District 3 nomination is Roderick Gumez of Endeavor. The Department of Ag will mail ballots to eligible potato growers this week, and growers that have not received a ballot by May 20th can request a ballot by contacting the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The May WASD report included USDA's first assessment of domestic and international supply and demand prospects. The 2024-25 U.S. corn outlook calls for larger supplies, greater domestic use and exports, and higher ending stocks. The corn crop is projected at 14.9 billion bushels, down 3% from last year. Now, the season average farm price for corn would be down 25 cents to 440. The soybean outlook is for higher supplies, crush exports, and ending stocks. The crop is projected at 4.45 billion bushels, and the season average price is forecast at $11.20 a bushel, down from $12.55 a bushel last year. Minnesota Representatives Brad Finstad and Michelle Fischbach have introduced the Federal Agriculture Risk Management Enhancement and Resilience Act into the House. The Farmer Act is intended to strengthen crop insurance and make higher levels of coverage more affordable for producers.
The act would increase premium support for higher levels of crop insurance coverage, which would enhance affordability and reduce the need for ad hoc disaster assistance. It would improve the supplemental coverage option by increasing premium support and expand the coverage level, providing producers with an additional level of protection. The legislation would direct the risk management agency to conduct a study to improve the effectiveness of SCO in large counties. Farming is one of the most honorable professions in our country, said Finstead. Crop insurance is their number one risk management tool, providing certainty that they need to feed the world. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota has introduced companion legislation in the Senate. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind will be from the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine, 69 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.